I want to thank our friends at Southern New Hampshire University, a Penman Pride segment, and we have the Director of Campus Retention and Student Success, Lynn Zakowski, joining us. And Lynn works particularly with something you don't think about, first-generation college students, and there's actually a national day for this, but that's part of her focus. But first of all, Lynn, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining. You work a lot with something people might not think about. First student in a family to be attending college. First generation students. Tell us about that, first of all.
Yeah, so first generation college students can be defined in a number of ways, actually. But it's students who maybe don't have a lot of practical support as they are going through the process of applying to college, attending college, and it's a whole different language to learn, honestly. And so we are looking to provide as much support for first-gen students as possible.
And, you know, you've even done some things on the campus. I love how innovative Southern New Hampshire University is. About, yeah. For example, creating a lounge for these students like this. Tell us about that.
Well, we were applied for and awarded a grant from the Davis Educational Foundation to improve the experience for our first-generation college students on campus, which is about 30% of the campus.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, so new is 30% of our students are going to be the first in their families to earn a bachelor's degree. And we know from research that there is so much upward economic mobility that comes with having a college degree, and it can really change lives and change communities. With the grant, one of the things we did was started a lounge on campus where first-gen students can make connections, ask any question without shame or judgment, get to know other students, bring ideas for programs, and just kind of relax sometimes, too, because college can be really stressful.
Yeah, I hear that. Of course, I had a lot of fun when I went to UVM. But let's talk about what are some of the obstacles and challenges those the first generation students face? And just give us a couple examples if you could.
Absolutely. So again, missing that practical support. So let's say you are a first generation college student and you have to fill out the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. I have 3 degrees. Okay, I have a bachelor's degree, I have a master's degree, and I have a doctorate. I had to help my daughter fill out the FAFSA last March, and it was confounding.
Yeah.
I was frustrated.
Yeah.
And so now imagine you're 17 years old and you're trying to do this, and you're the first one in your family trying to do this. Or you want to change your major, or you're having trouble in a class, or you're not sure how to make a payment. All of those things, if you're missing practical support from someone saying, here's how you do this, or a guide, right, it can be that much more difficult.
Yeah, and it's interesting for you to recognize that. And you answered the question, Lynn, 30% of first-generation students in the family going to college for an undergraduate degree, associates, and also not having the physical area, but also the types of services and support students can use. What about some examples of resiliency where the students have kind of surprised you in a good way?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's something I love to talk about, is all the strengths that our first-gen students bring to our campus at SNU and all of higher education. They have higher what's called aspirational capital. They care more about getting their degree than their continuing generation student counterparts. And I will give you a wonderful example of a first-year student who I talked with at our lounge the other day, first in her family. And she had people, she had teachers, guidance counselor, family members saying, don't even bother. Don't bother going to college. No one from your community has been able to get a degree. You're just going to end up with debt. It's not worth it. She has navigated this entire process herself. She is working 2 jobs. She gets on the bus at 5:30 in the morning to get to campus in time for her 8 o'clock class, and she's crushing it. She is an outstanding student, an outstanding member of our community, and we are going to do everything we can to make sure that she is the first one to earn that degree. for her family, for her community.
Cool. Campus retention is important because, you know, there are a lot of challenges in busy lives. What are some of the activities you're going to be doing when or Southern New Hampshire University for First Generation College Student Week?
We have had a wonderful week so far. We've been, you know, giving out donuts and coffee and hot chocolate in the morning. And then we had an open house in our First Gen Lounge on Monday. Great chance for students to connect. I also had students giving me terrific ideas for programming. Yesterday, Tuesday, we had a celebration in our dining hall. Today, we have, this is going to sound so silly, but we have Big Money Bingo, which is one of the most popular events on campus, where we're just giving stuff away. It's just bingo, a chance for students to kind of chill out. And then tomorrow, we have a Mario Kart and Super Smash Brothers tournament. A huge thing that we're trying to do is help our first-gen students come together and realize they are not alone in this. They are part of a huge community that we value on our campus.
Good stuff. Tell us about your path. You mentioned your degrees, Lynn, and the energy I love and the focus to Southern New Hampshire University. How did you get there? A little bit about your background, where you're from, and do you like the community there where you are?
Oh, yeah. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. I was listening to your show before this with the NFL breakdowns because I'm a huge Bills fan, diehard. So I've worked kind of all over in higher ed. I've worked in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Maine, and then I ended up at SNU, and I'm in love with it. I'm in love with how dedicated we are to access and helping students who maybe haven't thought about getting a college degree get one. I went to a state school in New York for my undergrad, SUNY Fredonia. I got my master's in higher ed from Buffalo State College, and then I earned my doctorate from Northeastern University in higher education administration.
Interesting stuff. And again, if people want to join the Southern New Hampshire University community as a student or an employee, what's your advice or thoughts?
Do it. Not only are we, it's an incredible place to work. I love being on this campus. I have never been on a campus with such talented faculty and staff who care so deeply about students. And then students who are thinking about getting a degree who are like, I don't know if I can do it, please know that you would have an entire institution that has your back. We want you here. We know you can do it. You belong here, and you can get that degree.
I love it. Lynn, thank you so much. Our Southern New Hampshire.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Southern New Hampshire University Penman Pride segment. Enjoy that lounge, by the way. It sounds cool. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. It's awesome. Thanks.